Sylvain, thank you. It is indeed a privilege and an honor to be here with Ketchikan. Because as I'm looking around the gym here, I think this is the best of the best when it comes to Ketchikan. It is our future, some that is moving off this island. It is those that have made this incredible place great for so long. So to be with you all today is indeed a true honor and a privilege. We have the VIPs sitting with us right here, all dressed in maroon and white, and we acknowledge them today. But we also know that you can't be sitting where you are were it not for your parents, the families that have supported you. So I would ask our graduates to perhaps give a polite round of applause to the people who got you here today, to your moms, your dads, your brothers, your sisters, your grandpas, your aunts, your uncles. Give them a round of applause. So this place, K-High, is a special place for the Murkowski family. My parents both graduated from K-High a few years ago, really a very, very long time ago, back in the early 1950s. But the education that they received here in Ketchikan was a pretty strong education. It certainly helped them get places. It allowed them to build a solid, happy marriage of 62 years. You know, one of the things that has stayed constant over the years, though, is that you meet great people that come from K-High. And I had a chance to visit with some of you as you were lining up before you came out here before the crowd. And I'm impressed. And Sylvain, you listed so many of the accomplishments of so many in your class, whether it's those who will go on to serve our country, those who have earned top scholarships amongst our many universities and colleges around the country, National Merit Scholars, Gates Millennium Scholars, the various numbers of you that will be playing college athletics, whether it's basketball, baseball, softball, volleyball, football, track, wrestling, the graduates that have qualified for the vocational programs, and then the many of you who are going right into the workforce, ready to start making your mark, really contributing to Alaska's future. So great accomplishments amongst all of you. So as I was trying to figure out what I wanted to say to you, because graduation speeches really matter to me. I get to give, or I have to give, a lot of speeches. And sometimes you think, okay, I hope somebody's paying attention. I don't remember who spoke at my high school graduation. And it's not so much as remembering who spoke, but that there was something that you took away from it, other than you were able to move the tassel. So when you're looking for that theme, where do you go? You go to the motto of your class here, which is, do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail. So think about how perfect that is for us in Alaska. Go where there's no path. There's a lot of places around our state where there's no path. Make your own trail. Make your own trail. How perfectly Alaskan that is, and really what great words to live by. So I figured I could talk to you about the nuances of how to move through the appropriations process in the United States Senate, or how we work through filibusters and Senate procedure. But I don't want you to fall asleep, and I know that the folks that are sitting on the bleachers back here are a little bit awkward and uncomfortable. So I'm going to try to be quicker than that. I want to talk just very briefly, give you a little bit of an example of how trails can be blazed. And I'm going to use a specific example. I'm going going to talk a little bit about energy policy. And I know you're all thinking, oh my gosh, I can't believe she's taking this time at my high school graduation to talk about energy policy. It couldn't get more boring. So I'm going to tell you why it's going to benefit your life. We get it here. We understand energy in this state. We don't just think about what it is that we pay at the fuel pump, although I bet you're paying attention to what you're paying at the fuel pump. But we think about what it costs us in a state like this, where it's expensive to live in the first place. Energy matters. And what we recognize here in this state, a state that has been built on our energy resources, is that it can change our life. It can be the foundation of our lives. It's built up our state. So I'm sitting in an unusual spot in the Senate because I control a gavel, I control a schedule on the Energy Committee. And I've been looking for these policies that can help an energy-producing state, a pioneering state like Alaska, continue to be significant as an energy powerhouse. And so we worked together to build an energy bill. It's the first energy bill that the Senate has seen in about 10 years. It's a broad bipartisan energy bill. So think about it. Those of you that are sitting here, you were in fourth grade the last time our country dealt with a comprehensive energy policy. So back then, iPhones hadn't even been invented. Nobody knew what a selfie was, or if you talked about it, they really weren't sure where you were going with that. So think about what has happened within the course of these 9 years or so. We have changed the world when it comes to what is going on with energy. So what we did in the Senate, we said, we're going to write an energy bill. We wrote one, we passed it. And what it will do, what it will mean to people in your town, in Ketchikan, and towns all over the country, all over this country, talk about hydropower, where we get our lights, where we generate our source of energy here, whether it's Swan Lake, Mahoney Lake, the minerals that can come out of Bokan Mountain, our potential there. So what we're trying to do is really not only change a policy, but help benefit, help make a difference in the lives of Alaskans. So that's a trail that we're blazing. So we work to build something. You think, okay, this is good. Everyone's going to love it. We're all going to be working together, right? Wrong. Terribly wrong. Some really, really bad, lousy days. And as I was thinking of the life lessons that go on with a process like this, I thought, okay, I can translate some of the life lessons that we learned as we were struggling with moving legislation to something that you can take away. So here's my takeaway point in this speech. First of all, remember, you're in Alaska. Therefore, you are fortunate. You can go anywhere, you can do anything. And what you have to consider, and what you might not recognize right away, is what kind of contribution you want to make. Because this is the biggest choice that you're going to be making here. I was born right here in Ketchikan. I didn't graduate from K-High. But I was born here. Somehow or other, I made it out to be a senator. So don't ever think that because you come from a small town in a small populated state that you're limited. There's no limit. So that's life lesson number one. You're lucky because you're Alaskan. Second, you never finish learning. Now, you don't want to think about that today because you're thinking, oh, thank gosh. We can throw the papers over the rail. We can get rid of the books. But stop thinking that right now because you are never, ever done learning. Throughout your life, no matter what you're going to do, you're always going to be gathering knowledge. You're always going to be finding more about what's happening in the world. And that's true whether or not you're a deckhand on a tender or whether you're a United States senator. So we learn by paying attention. We grow by being engaged. And the sooner that you embrace that, the sooner you do that and realize that education every day is what is going to enrich you forever, your money ahead. Third life lesson, be bold. Okay? Just be bold. Now, patience is a good thing. You have to be patient, but persistence and confidence is what's going to help you. You're going to face a lot of roadblocks out there. Everybody told me, Lisa, your energy bill is dead. It's not going anywhere. If we didn't have patience, persistence, and confidence, we'd still be working on it. But you got to push. You've got to be bold. You've got to stay focused and committed to where you're going, what your purpose is, and what your guiding principles are. And the next one comes from, I don't know that it's a personal motto, but if you have refrigerator magnets on your refrigerator, I guess those are as close to a personal motto as I have. And the refrigerator magnet that I always look to is, life begins at the edge of your comfort zone, which means you've got to push the boundaries. You have to know what you want. You can't be afraid to go after it, even if that means breaking outside of your comfort zone. So think about what you want out of life. What do you want? And then set yourself to that course to make it happen. And I think most of you are thinking, I've got that figured out, because you know what you're going to be doing tomorrow. You might even know what you're going to be doing in September. But allow yourself a little bit of flexibility, too, because you're going to need that. So last and final lesson, the most important one. So again, you can remember the other four. You've probably forgotten them already. Remember this one. For all that we can do, for all that I can do as a senator, I'm one person. And there's a real limit to that power that any one person can wield. And so this is where you all come in. As of today, you are not just high school graduates. You are partners. You are partners in the future of our state. And what we need now in this state is not something that can be legislated. It's a type of energy that we can't drill from a well, we can't harness from a turbine or a solar panel. It's the energy that you bring to the table through the enthusiasm that you have, through your creativity, through your ideas, and through your spirit. It's you that are our partners in our state, and that's what you have to offer. That's what you have to offer. That's why the work that got you here, the dedication, you're just starting to tap into the potential. So as you leave here today, go forward with confidence. Go forward with a sense of purpose, a commitment to help all those. And never forget where you're from. Never forget that you're from Ketchikan, Alaska. A great town, a great heart, and beautiful people. God bless y'all.